content you're about to partake in is created by me, Pretty Please Kill Me Now, and is only authorized for distribution by me. Please do not download, repost, host, or share my content without my express consent. This is a work of fiction by an adult for consumption only by adults and does not condone or encourage the actions contained within. Have fun.
So, little brother, would you mind telling me what I've stumbled upon here? I mean, I know what I've stumbled upon, but I need you to tell me. Come on, your little habit wasn't a secret. I just didn't realize quite how extensive your collection was. Oh, come on. You think I wasn't going to notice that every time I go back to school, there's one less pair of panties in my bag than I brought with? But I was going to let it slide. No harm with a little perversion between siblings. But then, when everyone was here over the holidays, and I mean, we had even more family spending the night than usual, I saw something a little bit more surprising. I caught you adding to the collection from a few other bags. So, I mean, naturally, I had to know who all you've been collecting from. Obviously, I know you steal my panties, and I saw you taking them from our aunts and cousins. Not a problem, but opening up the drawer here, I'm seeing a lot more than that. There seem to be quite a few pairs from another older woman in our life. Wanna tell me where these came from? Don't play shy with me now. I know that you've been stealing mom's panties too. And they seem to be your favorite. Or are they just the easiest to get your hands on? Doesn't really matter to me. But you need to understand that I know, and if you want this to stay a secret, you're going to have to do anything and everything I ask of you. I mean, obviously the choice is yours. You can go any way you want with this. You can walk out right now. But, you know, since you kept it close to home, I can just snap a picture and send it out to everyone. Do you really want to be known as the family pervert? You think you'd be welcome anywhere anymore? But if you just listen to me, everything can stay just like it was. Sound good? See, I knew you were gonna be a good boy. So, what do you do with them anyway? Do you sniff them? You wear them? You jerking off in them? Can you just use it as a brag? Say how many women you've been with? What is it? You don't have to tell me. You can leave it up to the imagination. But seeing as I think we have identified the favorite in your collection, I know what I want from you, and it's not negotiable. First, though, I need you to strip for me. Everything off, I don't care. Everything. Good. Now, put these on. So no, wearing them isn't your favorite pastime. Well, that's really too bad. Put on the panties. Good. Now, come here. You're going to show me proper respect. That means you are going to accept my title, and you're going to refer to me only by my new title over you. I'm your mommy now, and you're going to be a good, dirty little boy for me. Do you understand? That was a question. Do you understand? Try again. How do you answer me? Yes, what? Good boy. Yes, mommy, is the right answer. And I hope you get better at that, or this is going to be really hard for you. Now, come here. Closer. I need you to stand right in front of me. Now, see. You seem pretty horrified by this whole experience, except for this right here. See, your cock is telling me that there's something about this that you really enjoy. I mean, see, you are rock hard under those little panties. Do you like being humiliated? You like me dressing you up in panties for my amusement? It's fine with me. I'm having fun. You should have fun too. See? And a little whimper when I stroke you through the panties tells me that I'm right. So, just relax and enjoy being my little slave. Now, get down on your knees. You look adorable underneath me. What do you say? That was a compliment. What do you say? Good boy. Thank yous are very important. little boys need to have very good manners. Now, I'm gonna spread my legs for you, and you are going to show me what other kinds of good boy skills you have. Don't be afraid. Don't act like you've never thought about a pussy before. Just get your cute little face right in there. There you go. No, it doesn't really matter if you've done this before, how good you are. I just need you to prove to me that you have what it takes to be a good boy and to be turned into mommy's little full-time slave. Now, are you crying? Why? Oh, look at me. You are so cute. With the tears running down your cheeks. You would tell me you're only doing this because you have to, right? I mean, Mom would kick you out if she found out what you're doing. This collection wouldn't go over well with anybody. So you're just doing what you have to. That's okay. But you have to do it. And you have to do a good job. So, keep eating. That's a good boy. I mean, really, is this so bad? I can't imagine that even if I am your sister, that you're really so bothered by having a nice pussy in front of you. Good boy. Now stop. You're done. Now you look disappointed about it. Just a minute ago, you seemed like this was the last thing you wanted to be doing. Having a hard time making up your mind? Well, that's okay, because I make up your mind for you. Now, I'll sit on the bed here and just come sit on my lap. It's okay if you're upset, if you need to cry. Whatever you're feeling, just let it take over. I'm just going to run my hand over your cock. Seems like you're really rather enjoying the feeling of the panties against your skin. It's nothing to be ashamed of. But I can see the wet spot growing from the pre-cum leaking out of you. You love it. You don't have to admit anything. But I know that as scared as you might be, you are so excited that you get to be my slave. You want to know more, don't you? You want to know what that means for you. What I'm gonna do. Just know that I own you now. I own your cock. I own your balls. I own any other part of you that I want. You don't get to do anything without my permission. That means that you don't come without my permission. You don't jerk off without my permission. Whether you've got my hands on you, or whether you want to have your own, or someone else, it doesn't matter. It's all my decision. That means when I go back to school, if you're sitting at home with your collection of panties and you're thinking whatever dirty little thoughts come along with them, you need to ask me before you do a damn thing about it. And if I say no, it means no. If I say, you're edging every day, and you never get to come, you listen, even if you think I'll have no way to prove it, you obey me. You know, the way your cock twitches is telling me every part of that that you like. It's very revealing. And let me tell you that I can ruin your life without any hesitation if you ever choose not to listen to me. So, I advise paying close attention to the orders I give you. Do you understand? Now, what do you want right now, in this moment? What would make you the happiest little boy in the whole world? Besides this never happening, because that, there's nothing you can do about that. I know from how much you've leaked and from how hard your cock is throbbing with every motion I make over you, that you want nothing more than to come right now. Or are you just too scared to ask? 'Cause see, all you have to do is ask permission, and that particular wish could be granted. So you do want to? Do you need to come? Do you need to make a mess in these panties while I stroke you? Would that make you happy? Hold off for just another second. I'll count you down. 5, 4, 3. Let me hear you. You don't have to be quiet. To, you know, it would really be a shame though. One, if I just took my hand off now. I mean, that was sad, wasn't it? I know, I counted you all the way down, and then I left you to twitch all by yourself. And I'll do that anytime I want, because this is mine. Now, what do you say? Excuse me. No. You might not be very happy with me right now, but you need to learn to appreciate all of the attention and touch that I give you. So what do you say? That's right. Good boy with good manners.